reception, the gifts given, all the food, and all the very amazing family time. But we need to always remind ourselves about this season in a way that it will influence, it will impact, it will help take us to a new level in our relationship with God. Amen? Amen. So I want to remind us of this season before our young people come. Just a few things today and next Sunday, possibly Christmas Day, just to help us take something home in our heart about this season. So let's open our Bibles together to the book of Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 9, I'm going to read 3 verses. First, I will read verse 2, Isaiah 9, 2. It says, "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has light shined." Amen. Then verse 7 and 8. No, 6 and 7. Verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it." Amen? Amen. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you for this season that you are awakening and reminding us of the reason for this hour. Father, give us understanding of your word. Establish us. Open our eyes. And reveal your son to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sure that from the time we were all children, we all celebrate Christmas every year. So if you're 50 years old now, you've had and celebrated Christmas for 50 years. If you're a year old, welcome to Christmas. Amen. So we've heard about Christmas. We read the scripture. It's become and a cliche or just something we read. But I pray that the Lord will help us take something with us as we enter this season. First of all, I want to use some illustration that God has made. God has created a visible world, or the earth that we live in. And in this visible, or what we call a natural world, God created man in it. God made man. So we have Adam, we have Eve, that started the generation of man, the physical man. So when God created everything and put man in it, there's some elements I want you to take note for the physical man. First, we have the sun. Amen? And the sun gives light. If you go outside now, from this morning till the rest of the day, it's bright. Very bright. You can see, you can walk, you can do things, you can see colors, you can see everything just the way it looks and it is. But after a certain time of the day, going towards later part of the night, it starts getting dark. And all of a sudden, it gets really dark. And everything gets dark. So God made a little bit of something for us to see briefly in the night. He made the moon. But it's very dark at night. And then we wake up in the morning, a new cycle begins. So the first element I want you to take note of is, how many of you, since you've been born, you see the sun and it's very bright? Amen. I'm sure you've lifted your hands. Amen. How many of you wake up, go to bed at night and it's really dark, it's dark? So we all agree, without a doubt, if you live in this world, that there is darkness and there's light. Are we in agreement? Okay. So God made that. Now, every one of us here, we're born by somebody. So we have fathers and we have mothers. Amen? We have parents, isn't it? Amen. So let's look at these three things. And then, how many of you have ever heard about anybody, physically speaking, that has lived from the time of Genesis till now, physically? So, the longest that lived was Methuselah, amen? He lived 920-something, 96 years. 69 years, 969. That's the highest, almost 1,000 years. That's the longest a physical man has lived. So, the point I'm trying to make is this. So, we have light, we have darkness. Then, we that have been created into this world, we have a limited time. So that means we have physical life, but then it has a time limit, then we have death, isn't it? So everybody dies physically. Okay. So we're in agreement. One, we have light, we have darkness, we have man, physical man, and it has life, living physically, and it has a physical limited time, then he dies. So we have that. And then we're all in agreement. Nobody came into this world without a parent. So we all have physical parents that God used as stewards to bring us into this world. But now, let's go back to the beginning. The first parents, the first physical parents we have, had God as their parent. They were made by God. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, we have light, physical light, sun. We have darkness. Then we have physical man. We have a lifetime, and we die, and we go, and then we have a parent. Adam and Eve had relationship with God. With their parent then. God was their parent. So now, we understand this physical phenomenon, this physical principle, and it will continue. But God has created these things I just explained to you as a shadow. As a shadow. As a shadow. Something, a shadow is something that reflects something that is real. A shadow points you to something that is real. And because it's real, it creates a reflection, and that's a shadow. Amen? So everything I said to you now is a shadow. How and why did it become a shadow? I just read this scripture to you. First of all, it started this way. It was Jesus who said that. In John 10:10, the thief cometh not but to what? Steal, kill, and what? Destroy. Take our life. Amen? Steal, kill, and destroy. Then what did Jesus came to do? But I have come, what? That they might have what? Life, and that they might have it what? More abundantly. So two things here Jesus says. One, he says, the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come. I have come. The reason I have come is to what? Give life, and life more abundantly. Amen? Amen. So let's go back to the scripture, and then I will explain to you what the Lord is saying to us as we enter this season. Let's read the scripture again. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9. I read verse 2, verse 6, and 7. It says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them had the light shined. Verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And he shall be called, his name shall be called Wonderful, the Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord performed this. This was thousands of years after Adam and Eve. The prophet Isaiah received something. And this is what the prophet was seeing and what he was saying. He said that, first of all, a son is going to be born. We have had children all the way from Adam's. What is this son that is going to be born? What is new about a son being born? Then he says a child will be born and a son will be given. Then he said this particular son, the government of his kingdom will be upon his shoulder. And his reign will be forever. And he will rule in justice and judgment. And his kingdom will be marked by peace. So, if somebody comes to you and say, a son is going to be born, or a child is going to be born, and a son will be given, why will it surprise you? Sons have been born all the way from Adam. Children have been given all the way from Adam. Why will this son be different? Then in Isaiah also 7, it says, this child will be born by a virgin. That's a big difference, isn't it? So, all the way from Adam, everybody has been born by the generations of man. But this particular son will be born by a virgin. That's a big difference. Amen? So that means if he's born by a virgin, means he's going to be born into this world. He's going to be packaged in flesh and blood, but he's going to be born by God. Amen? Because if not born of physical man, means he's born of God. Amen? So we'll look more next week and during Christmas. But let's begin to summarize this aspect of Isaiah chapter 9. There have been governments all through history. There is a physical government that we see. What is the purpose of government? Government help to oversee life, help to put rules and regulations, help to govern, help to rule mankind and establish the lifestyle of man. Amen? So, all the way from Adam to this point, there has been government. But he said, this son will have a new government. And that government will come with this son. What has happened to man from Adam? There was, the thief came and something was stolen from us. There was a separation between us and our Father. Amen? The one who created us. The one who made us to have a relationship with him. And for us to enjoy the provisions of his kingdom. As soon as that breach was made, sin came. As soon as the enemy caused that breach, something happened. The Bible says the soul that sinned shall die. So, everything you see physically now has a spiritual meaning. Everything you see physically now has a spiritual meaning. So this is, let's put the parallel together. First, as soon as Adam fell, the shift took place. Now, we have a new government. And that government is the government of darkness. Just like at night, it's so dark, physically speaking, that you cannot see light. A spirit that rules through sin, a spirit that rules through death, took over the universe, called the God of this world, the power of darkness. From that moment, we still see the sunlight during the day, we still see the physical light during the night, but from that moment, a government took over. And that government is the power of darkness. So man has been under the slavery or under the shadow or under the reign of the power of darkness. Now, with the fall, man now dies physically. So now we have another parallel. Because of sin, there was a separation from God. The soul that sinner shall die. So death came. There was a spiritual separation from God. So let's look at this. Now, darkness has entered the world. Man is now being ruled by a government of darkness. Death has entered spiritually. So we die physically, and man is now dead spiritually. Amen? Amen? So the thief came and established two major things. I call it DD. Satan established two D's. One is a kingdom of darkness and a kingdom of death that rules over the world, that reigns over the world. So, when Isaiah received this revelation, he says, a son is going to be born. A child is going to be born. A son is going to be given to us. It was and a new government that will come will be upon his shoulders that will bring justice and righteousness. It was an exciting news to the earth. But the good news came a few thousand years later, from our time 2,000 years ago, when the angels came to declare this news. By this virgin that was pregnant and now ended up in Bethlehem to give birth. And as soon as this child was born, even angels came on earth to release the good news. Amen? And the birth of Jesus, the reason is good news, is because the prophet Isaiah said what the child is coming to do. So many times when we read about the virgin birth, we read about the son shall be born, the kingdom, one aspect that we don't take carefully attention to is Isaiah 9 verse 2. Look at it again. It says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them the light has shined. That was the news of the angels. They understood what the good news was. They knew it's not just a child being born. They knew it was the beginning of the introduction of light into the earth. They knew it was the introduction of life into the earth. Because up till the coming of Jesus, because of sin, darkness ruled over man, and death have ever since then reigned over man. So when Jesus came, when this good news came, it was not just about a child. It was not just about a son. It was a son that embodies a new generation, a new season. And it was the introduction of the kingdom of God. And the life that comes with the kingdom of God, the eternal life that comes with the kingdom of God, and the light that comes with the kingdom of God. So when Jesus came, he says, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And when he started preaching, the prophecy was for him. He says, the people who lived in the region and the shadow of death have seen light. Amen? Then the Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He cannot enter the kingdom of God. Why do we have to be born again? Because there is a total two different kingdoms and two different kinds of people. The first kingdom is now dominated by darkness and is now under the curse of death. This new kingdom now comes with the Son of God. And in this new kingdom, you have to receive that very life that is in the Son of God. He says, except we receive Jesus, except we receive him, we cannot see light. Except we receive him, we cannot experience life. So Jesus, Satan came with two D's. To establish and rule through the power of darkness that brings death. Jesus came to establish the kingdom of light that gives life. Amen? So one brought two D's and the other one brought two L's. Amen? Now, here's the importance of these two. The one that brings darkness, the darkness you see physically is different from the spiritual darkness. Spiritual things live forever. So this darkness that came with Satan will live forever. The Bible says that hell, the outer darkness, has been made for the devil and his what? Angels. That spiritual darkness will live forever. That spiritual death will live forever. The outer darkness, we call it hell, we call it whatever we call it, it is the habitation of the dead. The outer darkness, that spiritual darkness, is the internal habitation of the dead, spiritually. So, like I told you, the physical sun is a shadow that there is a spiritual light. The physical darkness is a shadow that is a spiritual darkness. So the Bible says Jesus coming has translated us from the spiritual powers of darkness into the glorious light of the sons of God. That's the reason for the season. Now, it doesn't stop there. You see the sun, and you see the physical darkness. Now, you remember I started by telling you that man doesn't live physically forever. Amen? So here's the reason for this season. That physical man that we are is wrapped in a Christmas gift. Amen? It's wrapped in this body. Amen? When somebody gives you a gift, they wrap it, isn't it? At some point, if you want to see the gift, what do? Somehow you're going to tear that gift, tear that wrapper, put it, throw it away somewhere. And then you're going to go after the gift. Is that so? So this is just a container for a gift. So what happens is this. When the physical man's time is over, every physical man that has not accepted Jesus and born again remains in death, remains in darkness. So when their time is over here, their final and eternal destination and habitation still remains darkness and death. So that's why when the angels brought this news, he says, this is good news that those who have been living under darkness, he's now talking about spiritual darkness forever. Those who's their destination, that's we. Those who have been living under the shadow of death, that's we. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Those who have been living, the angels came with good news. They were dancing. They went to the shepherds. They said, you don't understand. Good news has come to the earth. A child is born. The kingdom of God has come. Light is come. Life is come. Eternal life is come. Man can go to eternal dark place. Man can remain dead forever because now light is come, life is come, and it's eternal. That is good news. That's why Jesus says, the thief came to steal the light. He came to steal the life. But I have come so that everyone who receives me will now have life. And they will have light. So, for anybody not to receive this good news or not to preach this good news, the good news of God is not condemning those who are already condemned. Good news is always bringing hope to people. It's always bringing excitement. You don't go to sinners and still tell them you're going to hell. You don't go to people and say you're still going to hell. The good news is there is a way out. There is a way up. It's hope. It's hope. The gospel is a gospel of hope. As long as somebody has flesh and blood still living in this world, he must always be told, giving hope. Almost always be giving hope. Even when you are still a thief on the cross and you have a second left, hope must be given to you. So it's a gospel of good news. So this season, The greatest gift you can give anybody is hope. The greatest gift you can give anybody is inspiration, hope. Jesus says, I've come not to condemn the world, but that the world through me will receive what? Receive life. How many of you, is it very easy for you? How many of you, if I come to Bomati, I don't know her at all. You know, it's difficult for me to just come and introduce myself and do, you know, just start talking. But if I have something, if I have a gift in my hand, and I have a gift and somebody wants me to give Bomati a gift, it will be easy for me because I have something to give her. I have a way to converse. Amen? And that's what the gospel is. That's what this season is about. It's a season of hope. Amen? The gospel is a gospel of hope. A gospel of good news. Amen? So in summary, while we are waiting for our children, they can start gradually preparing. They are preparing. The thief, the devil, from all the way from beginning, has left man with two things and still convinced man to stay in there. Darkness and death. But today, and the rest of our life, as long as we live here, we have two things to tell people about Christmas. Light has come, and that light is the life of God forever. So my brothers and sisters, if you've been offered light, you've been offered life, this season should be a time to remind us. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The same way that light and life has been given to us, we should also be carriers of that same reconciliation. We should carry us of light and life to a generation that's in darkness, in death. Amen? How many of you are born again? You're born again? Amen? So you have Jesus in you. You have Jesus in you. You have Jesus in me. Amen? That is good news. Amen? How many of you would like to give Jesus to somebody else? That's what Christmas is about. Amen? So I want to encourage you in this season, as you give gifts to people, let it be a shadow. Let it be just a reminder. There's something more the people need. Encouragement, hope, especially for those who have not known Christ. Give them hope that is in Christ. And for those who have known Christ, remind them for what they have. Don't trade your light for darkness. Don't trade your life for death. So when you say Merry Christmas, let's celebrate it with that in mind. Amen? Amen. Amen. Now, Brother Wola, are they ready? A few minutes, okay. All right. As they are about to get ready, we want our little children. The Bible says, out of the mouths of babes are suckling, God has perfected praise. There's something so innocent, so pure about little children. And you might just think it's little children coming to talk about, play Christmas, do something. But this is what I want to encourage you today. There were three people that were so wise. They didn't wait for Jesus to be a man for them to see that he is the message for this season. They came all the way from the east to learn and to bow and to hear this message and to taste it and to see it from a little baby in a manger. So if they are wise enough to learn from a little baby in a manger, and today is a testimony all your life, I want you to pay attention. One child in this play might manifest something you've never taken home before about this season. Amen? So don't let it be. It's full of fun. It's full of excitement. But say, God, teach me something through the lips and through the simplicity of these children. Amen? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now the light has come. I see. Praise God. 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 Praise. Father, we thank you for your amazing grace. How sweet the sound of the good news from the angels came. And Father, the sound of that news 2,000 years ago has never changed. It's still the same yesterday, still the same today, is the same forever. The light is here, the life of the Lord is here. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, for opening our eyes and our ears to receive this light and to receive this life that is in Christ. Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. Help us to be mindful this season and to be thankful. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 MZPC, good news. Amen.